With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel and Iran are battling for a third consecutive day. Correspondent Joe Fetterman reports from Jerusalem.
Israel is pressing ahead. It has issued some evacuation orders inside Iran. They are striking more targets. Of course, if the missile fire does continue, that could put some pressure on Israel to scale back or to halt this operation. But we haven't seen any signs of that happening yet. So we are looking at an open-ended operation. No sign when it might actually end.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports the manhunt continues in Minnesota for the suspect in the shootings of local Democratic lawmakers.
Vance Bolter, the suspect in the shooting deaths of Minnesota lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, texted friends to say he'd made some choices. I'm going to be gone for a while, maybe dead shortly. Wish it hadn't gone this way. Sorry for the trouble. Bolter is also wanted for wounding lawmaker John Hoffman and his wife. Senator Amy Klobuchar on NBC's Meet the Press.
Everyone on edge here because we know that this man will kill at a second. We also know that he is clearly off balance from the manifesto.
I'm Julie Walker.
Military tanks, soldiers, and aircraft featured in a huge military parade Saturday, celebrating the Army's 250th birthday. President Trump was very pleased.
You make us strong, and tonight you have made all Americans very proud. They're watching from all over the world, actually. Made them all very proud.
And the death toll from heavy rains that inundated parts of San Antonio has risen to 13, and emergency officials in West Virginia have confirmed three people are dead after destructive floods on Saturday evening. Emergency officials say up to 4 inches of rain fell in 30 minutes. This is SRN News. A new look at global religion.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that Islam is the fastest growing faith on the planet. Between 2010 and 2020, Islam added about 350 million new followers, more than all other religions combined. Christianity is losing ground, but still boasts the most total followers globally, 2.3 billion compared to 2 billion even for Islam. However, in third place and growing fast is the religiously unaffiliated, now numbering 1.9 billion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana's Supreme Court has struck down several pro-life laws, including the state's 20-week abortion ban. The state high court says in a ruling that the Montana Constitution includes a right to be left alone and to have access to abortion. The justices rule that this right is not affected by the 2022 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. A team of scientists deliberately chases severe storms to improve forecasting about hail.
Victor Gensini is with the project called Ice Chip. They drive in fortified vehicles waiting for the chance to analyze hail.
If we can confine and constrain those forecasts, at the end of the day, the end users, the people receiving that information, are going to be better served.
Katie Wargowski is one of the students in search of good research.
You know that you're about to get pelted by this storm that people should be in their basements for.
The team has collected, measured, crushed, weighed, and sliced hailstones as big as 5.5 inches.
As correspondent Ed Donahue, hail causes about $10 billion in damage each year in the U.S. Is Father's Day starting to get a little more attention as a holiday? The spending disparity with Mother's Day may be narrowing. A record-breaking $24 billion will be spent on Father's Day this year. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.